Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Just under 3 weeks' time, the new Consumer Protection Code comes into force from the Central Bank. Among the key provisions of the code is allowing vulnerable groups to nominate someone to act on their behalf with banks and insurance companies. Another rule deals with the auto-renewal of certain types of contracts. And the Compliance Institute has polled its members, and 22% of them believe that preventing so-called greenwashing is also an important aspect of the new code. And Michael Cavanagh is the Chief Executive of the Compliance Institute. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you remind us of the key provisions of the Consumer Protection Code from the Central Bank, which is coming into force in 19 days, no less?
In 19 days, indeed. It's quite extensive. It's 450 pages, so there's a lot in it.
And you've read all of them?
I have not. No, I have not. But compliance professionals have read all of them because they're very busy getting ready for the 19th of March, or 24th of March, should I say, in 19 days' time. But it does have the force of law, which is different to the existing code. And of course, that code dates back to 2012, and a lot has changed.
Kind of voluntary.
It was voluntary, effectively. Well, it had some forces, but certainly doesn't have the force of law that it has now. So it's quite extensive. There's 250 pages of what's called the Standards of Business Regulations, which deals with how the business must deal with consumers. And I guess of more interest to listeners then is the Consumer Protection Regulations, which is another 200 pages and has the force of law. There's an awful lot in it. The devil is in the detail, but the kind of headline items that are out there at the moment, and that certainly compliance professionals feel are more beneficial for the consumer and the listener, I guess, are the new requirements around the trusted contact person, the advertising rules around green credentials, the end of auto-renewal for certain types of insurance, title deeds. All banks will have to supply title deeds within 10 days, and that's a kind of a 4 to 6 week process at the moment, and of course much longer in some cases.
Okay, well let's break it down. There's quite a few stuff there. Let's start with the trusted contact person. Tell us what it is and what it means for compliance officers.
Yeah, so it's a new requirement where a financial firm is facilitated in appointing what's known as a trusted contact person for customers in vulnerable circumstances, what we would call vulnerable customers. Again, broad definition.
So it could be elderly, could be people with health issues.
And people where English isn't the first language. Yep. So again, it's quite broad. It's defined as a consumer susceptible to harm. So that's, you know, that can mean quite a lot of things. But yes, old age, disability, English not being the first language. And they nominate someone for the financial firm to deal with. Financial firms being insurance brokers, insurance companies, and banks, etc. So again, quite wide in its remit. And from a compliance perspective, again, our survey shows, number one, yes, this will be the most beneficial, it is felt by compliance professionals, but number two, it's the most challenging to implement.
Tell us more. Why would it be challenging? Other than the fact that there's always a risk that someone would be pressurized into signing a document and saying, okay, I'm now the trusted individual.
Yeah, I think it's because of the subjectivity even in the definitions. So if you think of title deeds, you know, it's black and white. You have 10 days to supply title deeds.
That's clear.
And there's a lot of things like that in the code where it's fairly clear. With this one, you're talking about definitions of who is a consumer susceptible to harm. Also, it's not static. You could be a vulnerable customer this week, but you're not in a couple of weeks' time, and that analysis has to be made. You have to treat a vulnerable customer fairly, so fair treatment. Again, a very subjective concept. From a compliance perspective, there is a requirement for extensive training, and that needs to be embedded within the organisation. Obviously, detailed procedures are needed. All parts of the business need to talk to each other, in this instance, as in all parts of the bank, in getting this right. I'd also put it, when do you trust a trusted person? If you don't trust the trusted person, without playing with words, what procedures, what are the internal procedures where somebody feels there's a fraud going on? The reporting mechanisms, how you deal with that. So it's fraught with all
and
sorts of issues.
Who do they report it to? Is it the central bank? It must be the central bank.
Ultimately, yes. It's the central bank or indeed the guards. You know, I mean, so, you know, and if you get that wrong as a financial institution, you're into all sorts of difficulties. So you can see where the issues are, and you can see why compliance professionals feel this is the most difficult to implement.
Greenwashing.
Yeah, a bit more straightforward. Somewhat surprised that this came out at number two as possibly the most difficult to implement. But again, I suppose it's around definitions. I guess compliance professionals and like everyone, you know, when there's rules there that are easy to implement, when there's interpretation needed, it becomes a little bit more difficult. But, you know, the advertising can't be misleading. Again, you know, what does misleading mean? What's that going to mean in practice? And some of this can be very technical. How do you substantiate that in practice? How does it interact with existing EU legislation, which is changing the whole time and evolving? And you mentioned Donald Trump and things changing in the States, and this whole area of sustainable and sustainability is a difficult area at the moment, always has been, I guess. And again, training procedures needed. So quite a lot of detail required around that.
Again, and there's a bit of subjectivity involved.
There is.
Something that annoys a lot of people is auto-renewal of contracts. In other words, you may have a telecoms contract or whatever sort of contract you have, and it's suddenly you're into a new one and you didn't know anything about it. That changes in 19 days.
That changes as well. Yes, a company can no longer auto-renew you, I guess. Now, they always had to send out a notification, but I
just wonder how many of those renewals are red.
Are red, or they could go into spam, for example, or whatever. And it's just travel insurance, gadget insurance, and dental insurance or pet insurance at the moment. It's not health insurance, because it's felt, obviously, if that lapses, that's more difficult. But certainly, I was looking at our own pet insurance that came in. It had a nice, friendly face of a dog on it. And I said, you don't need to do anything. We're renewing this for you. And it's quite expensive. I didn't know it was as expensive, to be honest.
And of course, it forces people to shop around, which a lot of people are very slow to do. And then finally, the one that you mentioned already, title deeds. That's pretty clear. It takes 3 to 4 weeks now before title deeds are handed over.
Well, I've heard cases where it can take months. And again, the idea behind this is for people who want to switch mortgages, that if this is done quicker, people can shop around. All of these rules are there for the consumer's benefit. Now it's 10 working days.
It should be in a day digitally, shouldn't it?
Yes, but of course, a lot of these things are in paper. Yeah. And again, somewhat surprisingly, 23%. So this wasn't seen as beneficial by compliance professionals, but was switched up to 23%, thinking this would be a difficult one to implement. So clearly, banks feel that these title deeds can be difficult to get out to people within 10 days, which means they have to have the procedures in place.
Thanks very much for explaining the Consumer Code to us, Michael. I appreciate that. That's Michael Cavanagh, the Chief Executive of the Compliance Institute.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.